all you here Rasta Flipper dance. United Nations of Dub. You don't know it's a counteraction. Live and direct in the place. United Nations of Dub presents
the mighty I Mitri counteraction scene alongside Richie Roots and the one and only Ital Roots scene
original youth here Rasta step up. United Nations of Dub presents
Ja greetings each and everyone, Roots and Culture.
United Nations of Dub. You see, Selassie I, just Rastafari. Ah, yes.
This is for the children.
Children, 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 children
otherwise, it's time for the world to really and truly recognize United Nations of Dub.
Roots and culture, come get it here. United Nations of Dub.
No large on all, less than far right crew. My guy's in the system, man. Dig up for the status, man. A large melody.
This is how I feel, babe. You keep me from the light, you're gone. But the real crime in life is when it's over. You put the economic on frustration. They don't inherit no vibration. All around the world, children cry for food to eat. Lack of opportunity, no education, so the metal base for a auntie. You get money, get sold in a war. Bullet and bombshell decorate a floor. I make money to manage like king politician. I stifle everything. Father's children struggle to the rubble, while mother and baby in a bloody cuddle.
We're live and direct. Starting with what only seems appropriate. Prince Jamo live and direct in the studio right now as we speak.
Take a little time for the ones who have no.
Alongside.
Get the children everywhere, otherwise you burn no gold.
The director and writer. As well as cast.
Newborn baby feeling through starvation.
Sylvester Williams.
Start making a comeback. While Ed and Libola are on.
Tonya Daly Campbell.
All around.
Director and writer Pamela Hudson Cole.
Eyes mask their face, no clothes.
The cast of Jamaica 50. Gazebo Theatre's production. Selling out across the country. And from sound system culture, we forward into theatre culture tonight. The man to blame is of course Prince Jamo. You can hear him laughing in the background. And we'll get to the details very, very soon. As the crew are busy getting from show to show in what I believe is their last full week of performances. So we're going to forward into some selection from the show. We're going to hopefully get a little bit of a hint of what the show is like with a couple of live excerpts. And find out generally what's going on with Jamaica 50 and Gazebo Theatre's movements. So hold tight, all good listeners. Tonight we chat theatre. We chat Jamaica's 50th.
For the children, children around the world.
Sounds of Prince Jamo, of course. Get in touch if you're within the UK. It's 60300, and do make sure you start your text message with the word demon. When we say demon, don't get anything demonic in your mind. This is De Montfort University, hence the little word game. It's a roots and culture show, and you know, people always get it wrong. So you can also get in touch. Studio at demonfm.co.uk is our email for our international listeners.
Shall bring.
reaction, there is a solution. Don't control disease eradication.
Blessed love out to the Caribbean each and every time. Liberty International, big up yourself. We're selecting live in the studio the cast of Jamaica 50 Gazebo Theatre in full attendance alongside our familiar guest Prince Jamo. And enough respect as I'm saying Liberty International, the whole Dominican crew, big up yourselves. He says, sounds like a soccer love fire dub with a bit of bouillon thrown in. And says that bouillon originated in Dominica, and that whistle as a jump up sort of mass vibe, real mass vibe, yeah? So enough respect for the links there. Blessed love out to Leon X and House of Dread Sound System out in Seattle. Enough respect my Norwich Massive Rebel Lion Sound System. Big up yourself, Finbar. Blessed love out to my Athenian, my Greek crew. Big ups to Sensi Tom, all the Peristeri Massive. Blessed love. Hotai, all my French Massive. Tahiti, Dub Archives. Big up yourself. Blessed love, Mighty Culture. Blessed love, Frederido. Blessed love, Maxence. Blessed love, my Bridgen Rutical. Hold tight for our next guest set in November. Blessed love, Massimo Lagruta and all of the Italian crews, wherever you may be, especially my Sicilian crew. Hold tight each and every time, one and all down there. More people to big up. Texts are coming in. We'll get to it. The cast is here. We're setting up. Expect live experts, expect questioning and more details on the show. And enough goodies coming up, yeah?
Counter-action! United Nations of Dub.
United Nations of Dub.
Action. Rastafari coming straight from my father's last year.
Yeah. Is everybody alright? You're feeling Irish right now at the National Heroes Park, Kingston, Jamaica. I want to welcome on stage Bob Marley and the Wailers.
This feeling wouldn't leave me alone when it night. One that said, hey, Dread, hey, Dread, smile, Nappy Dread, and smile. You're in Jamaica. Come on and smile. In Jamaica, Lord, get it together right now.
In Jamaica,
get it together, children.
In Jamaica,
we're gonna help our people. Help us now. Oh Lord, help us tonight. Cast away that evil spell. Throw some water in your well and smile. You're in Jamaica. Come on and smile. In Jamaica, love. Get it together right now.
In Jamaica.
Get it together, children.
In Jamaica.
You're in Jamaica. In Jamaica.
When will this intolerable noise end?
Mr. Gary, sorry to disturb you.
What are you doing here?
We'll be come for the little celebration and jam, you know.
They're not celebrating in St. Anne.
Well, I'm on drawn here.
Drawn? Drawn? We were not drawn here. We were place. You see the difference? Drawn. Place. Place. Drawn.
Well, I can't help what the people they want.
They don't know what they want.
Ah, Bob. I knew you would come.
So is you invite him.
This is where he belongs.
I would go as far as to suspend him. When will this stop?
Well, I said 50 years of independence is something worth celebrating, Marcus.
50 years is not long enough.
Celebrate, yes, but for the whole year there is work to do.
Sometimes you have to rest a little.
Rest? If debt has power, then count me in debt to be the real Marcus Garvey I would like to be. Would I not, like Macbeth's ghost, walk the earth forever for you? I made promises, but I have no time for rest.
Them said the whole world is watching, Marcus.
Watching us what? Dance, sing?
You know, love them things, Marcus.
But me see beyond that. Do they even know why them celebrate? Do them remember? A people without a knowledge of their past is like a tree without roots. Do they even know you, Nanny?
Well, we have this park. I have this monument in my honor. Celebrations in my name. I even have a $500 bill. They know me.
There are some that are saying you don't even exist. A myth. A mystical, magical warrior that can catch a bullet in her hand. And in other places. And blow them. Or throw them back again. And you, Bob, you think them hear you? Really understand the words of your Bob Marley music? Or do they just like skanking along to your
nah,
music?
Nah, man. Them hear me, man. Of course
them
hear me.
And lies, them spread about me, boy.
Look, Marcus, man. You can't please some people some of the time, but you can't please all the people.
Do you know what I love?
What?
Pumpkin soup.
What?
Yes, nobody knows. Pumpkin soup.
You hear that, Bob? And this is a great general.
Do you know why I love pumpkin soup? The British, they are so foolish that they believe their own lies so much that they are in fear. And when I get down to making the soup, watch this show. I spit, I chop, I dance, I develop all of the ingredients. And I do this with the knowledge that they are watching. They see me. They spread rumors. Black poison. Why? They feel empowered. They believe I have power. Magical powers. Divine powers. But all this time, all I am drinking is pumpkin soup.
Yes, I meet you, man. That was the cast as the first excerpt and, you know, the intro to the Jamaica 50 player. Yeah, starring Sylvester Williams, Tanya Daly Campbell, and myself, Prince Jamo. Now, I play Bob Marley.
Bob Marley, yes.
And Sylvester, you play?
Marcus Garvey.
And Tanya, what you playing?
I play Nanny Maroon.
But we play other things too.
Yes, we do.
We play Sam Sharp.
I play Mary Seacole.
I don't know what else we play, but we play enough of them.
Right, so that was, as I'm sure everyone guessed, a live excerpt. And we can talk a little bit about what the play is. And we gave it a little intro last week using the press release. So for those that maybe didn't listen last week, the play is set in the National Heroes Park in Kingston. And that's the park where all the national heroes are buried and the monuments. It's set on the eve of Independence Day against the backdrop of international celebrations and one amazing 100-meter men's final. The play sees national heroes Marcus Garvey, Queen Nanny, and Bob Marley come together to tell their own account of the Jamaican story. It's a play told with truth, humor, drama, reggae music, and an array of heroes from Sam Sharp to Mary Seacole to Paul Bogle to Miss Lou. And features our own cast here tonight, Sylvester Williams, of course, very well known for his running role in EastEnders, also having featured in Memorable and Hilarious, The Posse, and feature film Bullet Boy, amongst many others. Also featuring the heroines of the play, and acting as the heroines of the play, Tonya Daly Campbell from Black Heel, Arabas Song, A Slave Story, amongst other great things, and our own Prince Jamo of Black Rose Music. Who needs no introduction to the listeners of this show. And let me just say that I've been kind of paying attention, and you've been to various places already, and correct me if I'm wrong, but some of them include Swindon, Derby, Bromsgrove, Hastings, Solihull, Leamington Spa, West Brom, Reading, and I hear a lot of sold out shows, but what's drawn my attention is the specific venues, and it's not just theatre venues, but it's also secondary schools, and it's also parts of other community events. So if you would like to talk a little bit about that, the approach, it's kind of a radical approach, but you're going straight in there to the communities around the country, and you're delivering a play which is entertaining, but I'm seeing also quite deep. And if you want to speak about that, that would be a pleasure to listen to.
I'd prefer the director and the lead writer to kick off on that.
So Pamela Hudson Cole, please.
Cole Hudson.
Pardon me.
Thank you, no problem. Basically we're a theatre and education company. We've been going for 33 years, so really educating people is at the heart of what we do, and making sure this kind of work is in the community, in schools, is just as important as going on to the theatre main stages as well. So, you know, that's what we're about. We're about spreading an important message, an important history to the community and to young people as well.
So it's entertainment with a message.
Absolutely.
Which is exactly what we'd like to represent musically through this show, and hence the connection tonight.
Absolutely.
And that is a real pleasure to hear. I believe you have two dates left that I've picked on. Please correct me if I'm wrong, but the show can still be caught live this Wednesday at the Alchildra, if I'm pronouncing that right, Centre in Holyhead.
Yep.
That's the 24th of October at 7:30. And then there's an added performance that's been put on Saturday on the 27th at Bilston Town Hall. Is that correct as well?
That's right. Basically, our first two shows in Wolverhampton were completely sold out with waiting lists. So we were asked to go to the new Heritage Centre, which is a really exciting new initiative where the community have come together to purchase their own heritage centre, and this is the launch event for that in Wolverhampton.
Oh, yes.
Very exciting. And then, because of that sold out, we've been asked to put on another show in our own venue, which is Bilston Town Hall, which will be the finale, and we'll also be having an after-show party as well with the cast.
Brilliant. Best of luck. I reckon we're going to run a couple of tracks, and then we can talk about how come so much roots in this performance and individuals' influences. Because I can see your heart's in it fully. So a couple of tracks and back with more in a few.
Thank you.
In tune
to United Nations of Dub. Leicester family thing, you know. Roots and culture.
The United Nations of Dub.
Play some exclusive Dub place time. All the people and tune in right about now. Head processor. So you know I saw something. Kusha. United Nations of Dumb, original UK Rasta Sipa transmission. We and Julie got some place to the nation, you know? Function, United Nations of Dumb.
Lift up your heads, oh yes, and be lifted up, you believe in black people. King of glory shall come.
God made man lord of his creation, gave him power and ownership over the world. And now he's bluffing you and telling you that the world belongs to him and that you have no part in it. I don't have to apologize for anybody for being black. Because God Almighty knew exactly what he was doing when he made me black. If black people knew their glorious past, then they would be more inclined to respect themselves. Can we do it? We can do it. We shall do it.
Arise, arise and know thyself, for the time of rise is now, and you don't have to ask me how. You've got to make a move, black man, arise. Arise, black man, arise. Arise and know thyself.
Yes, yeah, man, I'm Prince Sharma the Saint, and we're here on the United Nations of Dub Show and Demon FM. And right now, it was my idea to bring the play Jamaica 50 to the United Nations of Dub people around the world, just to make them know, say, we have many festivals in France, Italy, Spain, Germany, Netherlands, England, all to do with roots music. But really and truly, do many people know the actual history of Jamaica and how the island was formed? You know, from the days of Nanny the Maroon and her fighting the British armies, yeah, to claim Maroon Town, and to people like Sam Sharp and Paul Bogle standing up for the rights in the Morant Bay Rebellion. Then you have mans like Marco Schiavi, you know?
Yeah. That's so that's where I come in, you know?
So, Sylvester, tell me what Marcus mean to you.
Well, I tell you what, he's a great inspiration. You know, Marco Schiavi, born in 1887. And for those who, people who don't know much about Marco Schiavi, I mean, he was a great innovator and inspirer of his people as well as a businessman. And he went to America, set up a business, and I think one of the most important things that people know about him is that he established a shipping company with a vision to go back to Africa.
Enough tune come from that, man. Enough tune about the Black Star Liner, but yeah, this is exactly
and it was
what he was
Bob
about.
Marley's inspiration.
Yeah.
As well. He was Bob Marley's inspiration in everything. Garveyite. You know, and most of the speakers that you know today, like your Obama, Malcolm X, Martin Luther King, and their fathers, were Garveyites.
Yeah, man, for real.
And those Garveyites, they took something from that man because he was a great orator.
That's right.
And an inspirer of people.
I mean, even doing the play, I learned so much myself about what Garvey did, what he tried to establish, you know, direct links with Africa. Not just about the repatriation, but even if you wanted to stay in America, it was about getting yourself on a business level, on an economic level, you know, that the whole race stood up for itself and was counted in the bigger scheme of things where humankind was developing, you know what I mean? So it's like at the turn of the century, it was like we as black people needed to stand up. This is why we picked the tune Black Man Arise by Peter Tosh, you know, because that's what it was. Part of the symbolization of what Garvey's speeches were coming out, we then directed songs that were created by, especially like Burning Spear, was a massive Garveyite, really and truly. Half of his songs came from that sort of Garvey rhetoric.
But he led by example.
Yeah.
I mean, this man went out, he set up, you know, newspapers, and he got people to subscribe and membership, and they subscribe, and it was 4 million people that he got in over 40 countries.
Yeah.
And through that, The FBI said, he's too dangerous, you know. Make we get rid of him. And that's exactly what they did. They destroyed the man.
Yeah.
And for somebody as big and as great as that, to somebody who pulled all those people together, because he was an inspirer in that way, to die in such a way, in an unmarked grave in England. That, to me, is a tragedy. But he... If people don't know about Marcus Garvey, is the first national hero. And after Jamaica independence, they brought him back to Jamaica and put him in the National Heroes Park.
And it is, especially where my genre of music, which is the roots music, it's very important that we keep the music alive, and it is about independence, you know? So the ability for artists to create their own studios, to create their own labels and put out their own material, and it goes worldwide, and it's basically creating our own, you know, sub-income, sub-genre, and that's what's keeping the whole thing alive, you know. So in a sense, that's another great inspiration to us all, to just keep our own thing going and not to let outside massive commercial companies take it over and commercialize it out. I mean, you know, when you go to Rotterdam, you can see, you know, the beauty is the people, the mechanics and the machinery can let the whole thing down certain times, you know what I mean, because it gets too commercial.
But that's life, isn't it? But
yeah,
you know, people
right.
People bubble through that and rise through that, and certain individuals who shine, they can bring, for a moment anyway, people together and work on something that works against all those obstacles.
Yeah, man. I mean, Mitri knows all the artists, all the producers, all the labels that are pushing out independent stuff. Right now, we have to salute that because it's not an easy thing. Do you know what I mean? And people expect to see a lot of money within the game, and there's not a lot of money within the game, but there's a lot of love and a lot of dedication. So all producers, all the singers, all the players of instruments, all the labels, all the mans, all the distributors that are pushing their things out, all the shops right now, may I salute you? You get me? So we're going to play one more tune right now.
He's talking about this from a Bob Marley point of view.
Yeah,
this is a music man.
And I think just this quick conversation sparked off these great men within a few minutes in so many different branches that alone shows why it's important to look into their lives, their memoirs, their writing, their movements in general, because we can learn and draw a lot from it. We think times have changed. In fact, have they? So yes, forward with more of the Jamaican 50 takeover. What have we got music-wise lined up?
Yeah, man, we got some Poor Marcus, you know, Burning Spear.
Night,
Blessed love to Paula, all of the Leicesterites. Blessed love King Rutical. Sister Fatima, big up yourself. All my Sicilian crew, Dario, big up yourself. Local musicians, producers, big up yourselves. Ashman Scoop, hold tight. Yes, Garfield, Piccolo, mostly, big up yourself. Empress Ruby, blessed love. Skanking Steve, big ups. My Ethiopian crew, Japata, blessed love. Hold tight, Jam Daba, forward indeed. Yes, Finbar. All the Norwich crew, big up yourselves. Us, the cast of Jamaica 50 Gazebo Theatres production, and a familiar guest alongside the cast is Prince Jamo in this play, playing none other than Bob, Mr. Marley himself. And I'm sure that many of us recognize your multiple talents, King, as a producer, a singer, a musician, but I personally wasn't quite ready. It's the triple threat, isn't it? That's what they call it. So tell us about how you ended up actually being involved in theatre now.
Well, a mutual friend of mine and most of the cast members, actually, an artist that I've played on your show previous by the name of Lexi. Now, she does acting anyway. So when this idea of the Jamaica 50 came up, they said she referred me to Pam. So I then had to go along and do an audition, which was hair-raising, because I was thinking, it'd be great to get the part, but the auditioning bit I'm not too sure about. But she let me in, so here I am. But I mean, at the end of the day, the play is dynamic. It's absolutely crazy experience to actually go on stage and act. and take on the personality of your absolute hero.
And what's your personality?
Bob Marley, man. Bob Marley, you know. We have to talk with a little bit of patois thing, you know. But
and from what I've seen, it involves you playing a lot of music as well.
Yeah.
So you're at home.
Exactly. Acoustically, I'm delivering around about 8 or 9 Bob Marley songs. And it basically fit within the dialogue of the play. So you've got comedy, tragedy, music, ups, downs, and it's just got every kind of, I don't know, dynamic possible. So everybody gets something from the play at one stage or another. I mean, we've done it to year 8s at school. We've done it to, you know, old age West Indian club domino players, and we've done it to you know, relative theatres, or you know what I mean, black white crowds, and everybody's come out with something. Everybody's absolutely enjoyed it, and for being a first time actor, a dodgy actor, so they liked it as well, so it wasn't so bad, you know what I mean. But to play Bob Marley has been an honour, because I've grown up listening to him and studied his lyrics, and you know, from the kind of songs that I write, you know what I mean, I'm about lyrics and lyrical content.
He's one of the ultimate songwriters.
Absolutely,
definitely.
Man, absolutely. And he was a forerunner in the Jamaican music business as well, because, I mean, he was at the head of most of the genres, and when the genres twisted and turned, he was always at the helm with the Wailers, Bunny and Peter, then went solo, well, with the band. But he was a businessman as well, you know.
Took charge of his own work.
Yeah,
yes.
And I remember when I spoke to Freddie McGregor, Freddie said to me that, Bob said to every, Bob got Studio One, most of the people in Studio One, Bob took a meeting and says to people, look, it's about having your own things, because it's all right, you're busting a tune, you're going to a studio and you sing, and the man will give you a £5 or a £20 in your hand, and but when that man puts out the track, I claim the lion's share. So it's best you have your own things. And from that, Freddie said, yeah man, him say, couple weeks later, Bob, Bunny, Peter, them buy up them thing. Next man get them thing. You have Bunny Wheeler, have him Salamonic. You have Dennis Brown with him DEB. You have, you know, all the different artists started to branch out. Freddie eventually had his Big Ship label, and they all became businessmen putting out things. Linville Thompson. And it just carried on, it just snowballed, and that's
it's the foundation. Freddie's kids now are at the helm
exactly.
of it all, aren't
Bob's
they?
Kids are doing their thing.
Same thing again,
you know.
Yeah.
And it's a roll on thing. It's a never ending thing. You know what I mean? So, and this is what we want to promote within this genre, that people do have a hand in their own business and do their own thing. You know, so I mean, the next track I'm going to play is another artist that is a favorite of mine, which is another track of mine, which is the Dennis Brown, because him say, you know, that I'm just reading the message.
I'm distracting Prince at the background, showing him the messages of love coming through.
Love you, Prince Jammer, aka Bob Marley. You nanny, love you, Marcus too. Sister Mani Arima. Now, basically, you know, everybody, it's about independence, you know, and that's what we're celebrating with the Jamaican thing. It's only 50 years old, and even in the play, we portray that the place is not perfect. It has its troubles, but it's only 50 years old. It's still a baby, and it still has time to fix up, but you have to have the right things going on.
Mm-hmm.
And that accounts for anybody anywhere in life, really, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, you know, the next track that I play is a D Brown thing, because I love my D Brown too. So it's a D Brown cover that I did. You
come through again.
All right.
In tune, United Nations of Gum, original UK Rasta Sipa transmission. We and truly got some place to the nation, you know? United Nations of Gum. Looking through an iron door.
We, let's say the people, when it's nice, you have to play it twice. Hold tight, Finbar, blessed love, Dada Principle.
Get to the middle.
the instigators that follow Jamo are showing up again. Last time Jamo came here to put things in context, it was alongside Bush, aka Isaiah Davis. And we went from a 2-hour show after constant pressure from listeners, including Sister Money and Rima, to stick around and keep playing, and ended up doing a 4-hour show. So Sister Money and Rima say big up Pam for writing the play. Wicked sister, it's been and was a pleasure to watch. And Mr. DJ, I feel a lock-in coming, they say. Skanking, yeah? See what I mean? That's the kind of, shall I say, hooligan crowd you carry with you? Nah, I mean that in the bestest of intention. It's a dub hooligan, you know? Cultural, styly. Jamaica 50, live and direct in the place, selecting music and talking about the play. And, Pam, I believe you have somebody to big up.
Yeah, I just want to dedicate a track to my brother-in-law, Greville Putty Hudson, who passed last year, and this is for all the Hudson family and friends as well. Thank you.
Yeah. With this album, strictly dedicated to the memory of Greville Putty Hudson, the original creation stepper. Bless you. You will forever dwell within the love of the Almighty. Rest in peace, my brother. Be done again, I fear my respects, man.
Yes, brother, Putty Steppers, choose a love to love.
Steppers, music.
I gave up in the first pass it up.
Oh,
his voice will continue, and I know that is
Putty.
Yes,
forget the days when Steppers music used to rock. When the eye came putty in a dance of flashing lights, stepping like a soldier from the land, he in my chest. From the middle roots, you know him now go all it back. No,
can't forget the love we used to have in the land.
Screen flashing, the people are demanding wheelie top selector.
Yes, with this album strictly dedicated to the memory of Greville Putty Hudson, the original creation stepper. Bless you. You will forever dwell within the love of the Almighty. Rest in peace, my brother. Be done again, I pay my respects, man.
Yes, brother, Putty Steppers, choose a love to love.
Steppers, music.
I gave up in the first pass it up.
Oh, oh, oh.
His voice will continue, and they know that this
Putty
is
the
life.
Can't forget the days when Steppers music used to rock. When the eye came putty in a dance of flashing lights, stepping like a soldier from the land, see him a chest. From him here the roots, you know him now go all it back. No,
can't forget the days when Steppers music used to rock. See the eye came putty in a jump up and
jump up and
Steppers,
no, him not go tell no.
best I can put the article in the box. In the dance was ready, figure bosses on the stand. When I hear the bass I roll, you see it's not the jet of blood. Yeah, can't forget the fuck we used to have in the day.
The Almighty will comfort you within this time. So let us continue and celebrate His name.
Thanks to the Almighty for blessing for this right. The original creation step for shining light. Forever in our hearts and yes, forever in our minds. And yes, your family and your friends will love you for all time.
Crew, my guys in the sense, man, big up on the theaters, man, on a large another thing.
Kill him! United Nations of Dub, 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 Dub. I, Sister Rashida, love to hear roots and culture. Play, 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 play.
Sylvester had a special request. And we couldn't quite nail the track, but we nailed the artist.
Yes,
and artist. To be honest, this is the track for me from that artist, Hotai Oshakaites. And we'll get back to why this track in a second.
Bless.
Thank you.
to United Nations of Dub.
So it turns out, Sylvester, you hadn't actually heard this particular
I've
track.
I've never heard that tune before.
Well, I'm very glad to have played it to you. It's a classic Shaka Ide track.
See. Si.
And when I hear I Jaman Levi, which was your request, that's right. Immediately the track I know, and it's the standard track I hold in my computer. It is worth mentioning the track you requested, though.
Yeah, Bearing Fruits.
Which is another brilliant track.
Bearing Fruits.
But only on vinyl in my collection, unfortunately. Yeah. But that's how it goes.
I'm a grateful still.
Ajaman, what an artist. Yeah. So we're forwarding with more selections. And would you like to introduce your track? We've been looking for a track. Shall we play any from the particular artist? Because I have one that I like a lot.
Basically, I just want to big up my cousin Maccabee. Conscious, very conscious man. And growing up, you know, he's always, like, supported me in kind of my acting. And, you know, he'd be really proud to know that I'm playing such amazing female, you know, women of history. I have to work alongside these two guys. I'm the only woman in the cast. I mean, if you play warrior, you know.
I'm getting there.
And that is the thing that is kind of... I mean, this is a whole other conversation, but that is something that is going on within the dance floors and the general conscious scene at the moment. There seems to be a male overpowerment, let's say, if that word even exists. But seeing as you mentioned Maccabee, let me just mention that he will be in Leicester on the 13th of November.
Yes.
And to talk about his life, the culture, and his music in a series of reggae talks hosted by our local legend Vibronix. And it's free, and it will be at the Music Cafe on the 13th of November. I just wanted to squeeze that in.
Yeah.
But speaking of Maccabee, and I know we couldn't find your track either tonight.
We'll find it.
I did find my favorite.
Shall I play that? Play it
and then we'll see if
you'll
the effect
get my
is
vibrations.
There.
Come All right. Play it.
I'm running it.
Let me see what you're doing. Every track of Maccabee I love. So no matter what you play.
Sounds like a good reaction. All right.
Yeah, man.
I know we met it on the road and the earthquake. I know the whole wide world that Jah create. I know I don't believe. I know we met the birds them up in the trees. I know we met the fish them down in the seas. I know we met the rainfall and the cold breeze. I know I don't believe the fool them say there is no Jah and that we all come from monkey. But I did pray. In a time like this, I am made my galas and you don't have no case. Our Father who art in Zion, hallowed be thy name, O conquering lion. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Here on earth as it is in a Zion. Give us this day our night daily bread. Forgive us sins, O Jah, no little we had. Lead us not into temptation. Deliver us from the evil boy called Satan. Thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, forever and ever, classic. Fool them say, there is no Jah, that we all come from monkey. But I did pray to the Father, I know there is an Almighty. The scientists don't support to have the education. And them must tell we about this evolution. So we come from monkey and orangutan. Them a disrespect creation. We have to gain wisdom, but the fool them say there is
from Monday, but I still pray to the Father. I know there is an Almighty. If you know there is a job, mister, let me see your hand. Let me see the hand of all the article one, all the article woman and the article man. But make way praise the lion. From me know there is a job, in a job we have faith. We know they make the thunder roll and the earthquake. We know the whole wild world judge and create. I don't believe. I know we make the birds them up in the trees. I know we make the fish them down in the seas. I know we make the rain fall and the cold breeze. I know. I don't believe the fool them say there is no job and that we all come from monkey. But I still pray to the Father. I know there is an Almighty. Them better pray. Them better go on them knees. Them better ask your forgiveness, please. It's a must. In a time like this, I and J. Michael and them don't have no case. Our Father who art in Zion, a Lord be thy name, O conquering lion. Thy kingdom come, thine will be done.
The United Nations of Dub plays some exclusive dub play style. All the people them tune in right about now. Echo sister, so you know I saw something. Pusha. United Nations of Dumb, original UK Rasta Sepa transmission. We and truly got some place with the nation, you know? Fusion, United Nations of Dumb.
This we will play in more detail, but I wanted to give you a preview tonight. He just arrived with Prince Jamo, brand new test press out of the Carnatone stables, produced by Fullness. Wait for it though, mixed by Scientist himself. Brand new Prince Jamo and Fullness test press business. You hear?
I'm
tune. United Nations of Dumb. Original UK Rasta Sipper transmission. We and Judy got to play to the nation, you know? Fusion. United Nations of Dumb.
Until there's no longer first class and second class citizens of any nation, until the color of a man's skin is of no more significance than the colors of his eyes.
I have to bring to the assembly's attention the reintroduction of the treadmill as a form of punishment. This diabolical treatment is intended to send prisoners to an early grave, and it can only lead to war.
War is everywhere, is war. Mr. War. That until a basic human right are equally guaranteed to all of regards to race, we say
war. War!
Yeah, man, another quick excerpt of the play, you know? And we are sign off. We are leave Aimitri with the selection, you know? And listen, this is a case of we are aiming to take this play international, all around the world, you know? So anybody interested, please forward all emails to Gazebo.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But we were going to give Tommy Carroll a mention, Cohen a mention as well, wasn't we?
Yes, we were. There were a few special people that came through the performances.
Yeah.
And I wanted you to address that real quick before you forward onto the foggy road back to Birmingham. Or Birmingstrong, as we like to say over here.
Yeah, it was an absolute amazing coincidence that Tommy Cowan and Carlene Davis was in Reading.
Yeah, the Reading show.
The Reading show. And basically, the beginning of the show, the first part of the show you heard tonight was Sylvester's voice doing a repertoire of Tommy Cowan introducing Bob Marley on stage.
Everybody feeling irate!
Yes, indeed! And the guy was actually there, and basically he gave us some anecdotes which just blew our heads off as well, which was like, he was the one who produced the One Love Peace concert. Mm. Yeah.
The fact is, he was there. He came there by, if you like, chance.
Yeah,
you know, he come from Jamaica to Reading to see his wife's sister, well, him and the wife, and she said, you know, there's a play happening down there. We're there for one day. And she just came. He came with his wife and the sister, sat down, watched the play and said, oh my God, this is about me.
And they loved the show, and they were saying, we need to take this to Jamaica, we need Canada. To take this to Canada, America, so we're absolutely doing it now. We need to go international with this play.
I mean, I played the part of Marley where he gets shot at 56 Hope Road, and he said he just left. He just left, and he came back and couldn't get back in because the police cordoned it all
up.
Can
you imagine?
I mean, what is that about? You know what I mean?
And he didn't leave to go and get fish and chips either.
Sylvester's being shoved away from the mic. I'm just going to give a bit of a visual description there.
Well, if people can link with us as well on Facebook, Jamaica 50, Gazebo, also Gazebo. On the internet as well.
Brilliant.
Know.
And the next shows, as we mentioned before, the next opportunities to catch it locally is Wednesday the 24th at 7:30 at Altshuler Centre in Holyhead. And the very final performance, an extra show added because of the shows being sold out, is this Saturday, the 27th of October at Bilston Town Hall.
Yeah, can I give a phone number for that? It's 01902-497-222, but we are expecting tickets to sell out, really, so get in touch. 01902-497-222.
And before we go, because I've been squeezed out, because I'm the only woman in the village, I'm just going to give you a little taste of Miss Lou, Louise Bennett, and then I want you to play my tune, please.
please.
Which we had to decide between a few versions.
Yeah.
And we picked the original. We're not going to say what it is until after.
Until after.
And okay. This will be our leading out song, and you lot will be on your way back to Birmingham. So give thanks, and I leave you
with Miss Lou. Miss Bennett. All right.
Oh, and your dedication.
Which dedication?
We just did that. We just did that. We're set.
So, are you what the mummy about? Are you them say? They take a holy by English out and say you go and kill that your leg. Let me get this straight, Master Charlie. For me not quite understand. You are going to kill all English dialect or just Jamaican one? The language where you're proud of, where you're honor and respect. Poor Master Charlie, you don't know, sir, that it spring from dialect. Woo!
Live and direct. And I had to turn that way down because there's fire coming from that direction. So enough respect, Jamaica 50. You heard it live and direct. Big respect to all of the eyes downloading it on Talawa. And do get in touch with the crew if you're outside of the UK and are interested in hooking these crew up. Blessed love, one and all. Travel safe back to Birmingham. Yes?
Thank you.
Love,
thank
love, you. Love, love.
In tune to United Nations of Dub.
Now large up all Lester Farai crew, my guys in the sensor man, big up on the theaters man, on a large another thing.
And one last thing we want to add.
I just have to say a special mention for Danny G, for everything he's done for the show, and for everything this one's for you.
No.
From me. From Tanya.
Yeah, from Tanya. This is my tune that we want to say thank you.
The armies of darkness, can't you see them just arise up, rise up? The armies of darkness, getting stronger every day. The armies of darkness, can't you see them just arise up, rise up? The armies of darkness, getting stronger every day. Stronger every day, yeah.
been getting bolder every day, stronger every day. Can't you realize? Been getting stronger every day, bolder every day. Can't you realize?
Yes, what a beautiful show we had outside the whole gazebo. Production theatre production company, Blessed Love Jamaica 50, cast and crew, big respect each and every time, Prince Jamo. And we just listened to Madu and the Armies of Darkness, and it's the brand new Brain Damage album, which is wholeheartedly recommended by the show. Every track is a gem and a special, special production. One of the credits includes Parvez and a track called No Solution, which was recorded in I&I Studio, the Counteraction headquarters. So we've got about 20 minutes left. Moshino J is in the studio getting ready, and he'll be picking up the vibes from midnight onwards. 20 minutes or so to fit in some new music. This is the version, The Armies of Darkness, Brain Damage.
The Armies of Darkness. Can't you see them just arise up rising? The armies of darkness. You get too strong.
Hold tight, all the good people texting in. Many of you tonight texting without putting your name in the text. A little hard to big you up or read your message if we don't know who we're addressing, so don't forget. Bless up same way for thinking of us and forwarding your messages. I was a little bit occupied tonight and wasn't able to keep up with all of them in real time. But we're reading all of them and organizing the show as we went on with the crew tonight.
Committing acts of violence. The media tells us who is friend and who is foe. But from what they tell us, can we say we truly know?
Blessed Love, Moshi, Dreadbull, Kamashi. Long time Bridgen and Demon FM Radio man Tony Mienville, Folded Space Crew, big up yourself. Blessed Love Rowney Fulon. Blessed Love my Polish massive Just All Roots Revival, hold tight. Bless up Alex. Hold tight, all the Emperor Farai crew. Chris has come early indeed, Liberty, big up yourself. Paul Gibson, Blessed Love.
Getting bolder every day, stronger every day.
Sounds of Brain Damage featuring Madu Messenger. Love that track. The Armies of Darkness. We wish in the Gazebo team, the Jamaica 50 team, a safe journey back to Birmingham Strong. About 15 minutes left of United Nations Adob. And next week, we have man like Ital Roots selecting. The week after that, I will finally get a chance to catch up even more with the new music that I've been sitting on due to the many guests this month. We've not been able to run it. So hold tight, all the producers, and big ups for the support. Enough respect for the patience. This next track was recorded at INI Studio at Counteraction HQ for Brain Damage, one of my personal favorites coming from the Dub Factory Parvez recently. This track is called No Solution.
I see fragilities me die. I want to hold my head and cry. When I see fragilities me die. In a marvelous, we had no solution.
amazing vocals from man like Parvez, aka the Dub Factory. Hold tight, Amy on the backing. This whole track was recorded in I&I Studio Counteraction HQ, right here in Alesta for Brain Damage. Enough people bigging it up. Alex saying it sounds great, you'll have to get a copy. Man Like Liberty saying already buying it right now on Amazon. A lot of people resisting this dubstep influx, says Liberty into Roots. And Dub, and he loves it personally, so much depth. Loving this one too. The steppers fad will die down soon when everybody's around 50 pounds after skanking too much. You know, fads come and go, Ras. Bless up also man like Justin and the whole of the Deja Vu crew. Toxic, big up yourself. Sending his love to Vibronix. Bless up to all of the eyes out there. Just a few minutes left before Moschino J picks up, like each and every Monday night. It's been a great show. It's been a real honor to have a full-on theatrical company in the house to discuss and actually play live parts of their show. And those of you that missed it can catch it on the download from tomorrow on Talawa, actual excerpts of the performance. Blessed love Helen O'Reilly, blessed love Razor's Edge, blessed love Lakbir Singh, and all other good people supporting and listening. This is United Nations of Dub, and this is No Solution Dub by Brain Damage.
Thank you. Culture Action presents United Nations of Dub, original UK Rasta Stepper transmission, UK Dub and Root Sound System Culture, Richie Roots, I Mitri, I Tell Roots.